Is pre-owned.
Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
Nice try. That's not a broadband. It's a drum machine, synthesizer, and one chick. She's not a band.
Well, Keith emails us.
No. It's a drum machine.
No. A band requires more than one. Now, here's a different spin on that. Oh, this is loud.
No, it's good.
It's all good.
Quit bobbing your head.
Keith emails us to say, would have to include Wilson Phillips, that was literally a broadband until gastric bypass anyway. Yet another take on broadband. I guess then Meatloaf could be brought into this, couldn't he?
Thank you for your uninformed opinion.
Wow, that's hot.
That is a little spicy there, huh?
Well, continue to send in your nominations for broadbands to honor on the broadband show here. Before we go back to the phones, let's talk to our man Adam in West Phoenix, Glendale, whatever
West
part of the
side.
World. West Side! Adam! Where's his theme music? Nothing?
There you go. All right, that's enough of that.
You can't cut a hallelujah in the middle.
I have no way to fade it, so it's just
there you go.
On or off.
Adam, what's going on in the world of technology these days?
Well, before I get to the news, you guys always talk about there's two kind of hard drives.
Yes.
The hard drives that have failed and the hard drives that are going to fail.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I got a piece of that firsthand.
Oh, isn't that fun?
Oh, yeah.
But, of course, you were prepared.
Yes, I was.
Because?
I was backed up.
And how often do you back up, lad?
I back up usually all my important data daily.
Daily?
Back that drive up.
You know, back that drive. You know what? You are better than about 90% of the businesses we deal with.
90%?
Okay, 95.
There we go.
I mean, you're way up there. That's amazing. That's great, great, great.
Once I get finished with something, I just take it and stick it on my second hard drive because I've got a smaller hard drive, the second one that has not failed, thankfully.
Yes.
I have all my good stuff on.
All right, so you got that. You got past that deal. So you did get to experience the whole they're mechanical and they're going to fail sooner or later deals.
Yeah.
Well, we see those folks usually with tears in their eyes in our data recovery labs.
Mm-hmm.
And really, truly, I mean, our data recovery business has exploded, of course, over the last 15 years. And, you know, one simple task everybody does and that department's gone.
Yeah.
But, obviously, I think we'll be continuing to grow in that department, don't you, Adam?
Yeah, what really eludes me is the repeat customers.
Yeah, I did it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here I am again.
Well, you know, maybe it's just easier to have us do this really expensive recovery than to have them
well,
just
if you add up how much it would cost for a backup drive, tapes, and man hours of rotation, maybe
yes.
Every couple years to have a failure, it's about the same price.
All right. So what's in the news there, Adam?
Well, just about everybody who has a broadband connection knows about Google.
Yes.
Yes. Well, and they know about the new Google email that's coming out.
Yes, Gmail, we've talked about that.
Right, and also that Google bought the Picasa picture software.
Which is really awesome, and if you haven't gotten a free download and you have a digital camera, you got to have.
Absolutely. It's actually wicked awesome.
It's wicked awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
Wicked awesome, yeah. Well, how about a Google web browser?
Oh, why not?
Oh, yeah.
How about a Google baseball cap and some clothing?
And Google chewing gum.
Yeah, well, it could be next. Apparently, we got some news that Google might be coming out with a new web browser that would have the Google search, Gmail, and the Google Blogger web blog system kind of all-inclusive in the web browser.
And all the vulnerabilities you could ask for?
No.
Oh, none of the vulnerabilities.
Well, it's talking about you that Google hosted the Mozilla Developer Day.
They're going to go open source, huh?
Yeah.
Really interesting.
So this will be some type of version of Mozilla.
Right.
Which maybe.
Which is like probably one of the bigger competitors, more viable ones out there that could be putting Microsoft in a little
Let's
bit of
contact
hurts.
The marketing department. I have an idea. Let's call it Gozilla.
Go.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Maybe not. All right. What you heard it here first. Well, so they're going to take on Microsoft in one of the most contested places on the desktop of the computer, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I guess going public has its advantages, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. And just to back this idea up, apparently, according to the Whois domain name database, gbrowser.com has been registered by Google.
gbrowser.com.
What
wow.
up, G?
What up? That's all about G.
I can already see a lot of the radio listeners going to type that into their browser windows, but there's nothing there yet.
Yeah, they took and saved that. So, all right, yeah. So you'll keep us posted on that. We'll watch for that. That'll be very interesting if Google decides to take on Microsoft in this area.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to be on top of that.
All over something that's free.
Oh, yeah.
It just makes no sense. All these business types are going, why?
Where do you make your money?
Advertising.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ask Google where they make their money. Have you ever searched for something?
Eyeballs. They're selling eyeballs. All right, so what else you got?
Well, a lot of people know about those little dog collars and the virtual fences, where if the dog tries to leave your front yard or your backyard, they get a little shock.
Yes.
Well, there might be a little Wi-Fi solution like this to help herd cattle.
Mm-hmm. Herd cattle.
Yeah.
I herd cattle once. They sound just like this.
And how's that work now?
Well, with the dog collars, when the dog goes past a certain boundary, they get a little shock. So they kind of,
it's like a virtual fence, right?
Yeah, like a virtual fence. Well, there might be some new technology based on Wi-Fi that creates sort of a moving virtual fence to keep the cows or the cattle moving.
Yeah, but cows can't use PDAs.
No, but they have the shock collars.
Yeah,
a collar. Yeah. I thought they would have like little palm pilots walking around going, hey, Moo, what's up? Moo. I gotta make myself a milking appointment. Moo. Okay.
Let's change cow cards.
Well, the palm pilot technology is going to be integrated directly into the collar. So
then no more fences, and they decide we don't want the cows to go here. We want them to stay here, and they push a button.
Right.
They can program certain areas of the field that they want them to go.
Where is this country going when even our cowboys are getting lazy?
Techno farming. Remember that old song, that nasty dance song called Cotton Eye Joe? That was techno cowboy, right? This is it.
So now we're going to have Sim Cattle Ranch.
Cool.
Where the guy actually does something on his computer in a simulation, and of course it all happens for real.
Control the herd.
Just like a video game.
Nice. Well, we'll watch for that as well, huh?
I wonder if that'll get rid of that dairy smell.
No, I don't think so.
Hmm.
But they can easily, with the click of a mouse, move it over there. All right, Adam, great news, great stories, great hearing from you.
Yep.
Stay in school, Bubba.
Will do.
All right. Adam,
stay in school. What is it, a public service announcement?
Hey, man.
Brought to you by Kent Colbert.
That's right.
Don't do drugs.
You know why they need to stay in school? This is my stay in school story that we use with the kids. They asked for nachos, and the guy said, do you want cheese with that? And I said, guys, that's a stay-in-school statement. So now whenever somebody makes a faux pas of that nature, they remind themselves to stay in school.
Good thinking. Hey,
works for me. You want cheese with them nachos?
If you want cheese with your nachos, we got two cheesy lines open for you. 602-277-5827. It is the Computer Corner. We got lots and lots and lots more show to go. We got Michael Joffo Bryan. And a line open for you, 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner.
Still looking for more broadbands.
Following offer based on MSRP, 20 vehicles on display. Dealer retains all factory rebates, including owner loyalty.